Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to our AEW Full Gear predictions. That's right, it's happening tomorrow in the evening. I don't know what time
we're 4 o'clock, I think 4 p.m. Okay, Pacific, cool. I think is when the buy-in starts.
Awesome. We're going to be doing our live reactions.
Yeah, starting around that time till the end of the show. Join us, please. This is going to be an absolute delight.
Wrestling is always so much more fun when you watch it with people.
It's a communal experience. It's made more enjoyable
when
it's a communal experience. Anyways, let's get through these predictions. The one match announced thus far for the buy-in, the pre-show, the kickoff show, Bea Priestley versus Britt Baker. Britt Baker dropped like a fire promo. Going after Bea Priestley. You mentioned this both to me when we were sitting over there and on Twitter, that Britt Baker did more to sell the Mandible Claw in the span of that one promo than anybody's done in the history of wrestling.
Seriously? Because I used to think it was like a goofy, oh, he's got his hand in his mouth.
No, there's a scientific basis for why the move is so devastating. And she delivered it, and then at the end, she said, oh, I can rip your jaw off.
Oh, it was terrific.
It was great.
We're talking about nerves and the mandibular and the...
Mandible.
All that stuff.
Jawbone.
Well, I think she said mandibular.
Yeah,
or
she did say that. Yeah. Too, so then she also said mandible. That's what I said.
Well, it's the mandible claw. That's what it is.
Tear your jaw. Anyways, Britt Baker, she's going over. She's going to win this.
Did you say this is in the pre-show?
Yeah.
This should not be in the pre-show, by the way.
No.
Yeah, they didn't really build this on the. I mean, they built it with Britt Baker's promo. I do appreciate she called Bea Priestley a piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And she basically called her an unsafe worker, which is hilarious. Especially if you saw that gif of Bea Priestley dropping somebody on her head this past week. So anyways...
she brought up the concussion Britt did that she suffered in that fight for the fall and said that was just Bea kicking her in the head.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So, I think Britt Baker's going to win this. I have 4 confidence points on Britt Baker. By the way, if you want to know how this confidence point thing worked, really quick. There's 8 matches, so whatever match you are most confident in your prediction of... You assign that 8 points.
Yes.
The match you were least confident in your prediction of, you assign 1 point.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. And then when you do the math, whoever won, you assign those points, you get those points, and you add them up.
Whereas the most points at the end of the show is when your prediction.
If you didn't guess a match right, you don't get any points
for
that.
Don't get points.
There you go. That's how you do it.
Next match. Sean Spears taking on bad boy Joey Janela.
Yeah. I've got Joey Janela winning this. I have 3 confidence points on this.
Changing.
I've got 3 confidence points because I feel like Sean Spears is just a really, really well-developed, really, really strong jobber. They had him beat their lowest jobber, Brandon Cutler, on this past episode of AEW Dynamite. And I think they did that because Joey Janela is going to win this match. I think Joey Janela is a big star. He lost to Kenny Omega in the last match we saw him in on TV anyways. And then Sean Spears tried to take his tongue out.
Mm-hmm.
I think Joey Janela wins this match, unless they're looking to continue this feud further, which I don't know they're going to. Janela picks up the win.
They might, because it gives both of them something to do.
Yeah.
The main event scene, even the mid-card's pretty packed right now. I can see Sean Spears picking up a cheap win, maybe due to some nefarious means, thanks to Tully Blanchard or himself.
Mm-hmm.
However, I only have 1 confidence point on Sean Spears.
Wow.
Picking up the win here to continue the feud, and then Joey will ultimately win it.
Interesting
stuff. Down the line, maybe they'll have a hardcore match, an unsanctioned match.
All right.
So Joey wins the feud, but it doesn't count towards his record. And then he's like, what the heck, man?
He's like, what the heck? I'm like,
all my wins to count.
Yeah, no kidding. He had a win against Kenny Omega. It didn't count.
No, he didn't beat anyone. He didn't beat Kenny. Kenny won that match.
Their first match on Dark?
Yeah, Kenny won that. He dropped him with the one-knee angel on a chair.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. But it didn't count against his win-loss.
Yes.
Record. Okay,
that was
sanctioned.
Okay,
all right. So, yeah. No, I think Janelle's picking up that one.
Nah. Next. Pac taking on Hangman Page.
Mm-hmm.
I got Pac going over. How many confidence points? I think three.
You have two.
Two confidence points for Pac going over. I can really see this going either way. This is kind of their rubber match. I'm not exactly sure what they're doing with Page right now, long-term story-wise. But if they want to continue the idea that he's not exactly happy being a member of Elite, maybe he takes this L to Pac, and it furthers his ideas. Like, maybe the station I'm in right now in AEW is not where I need to be. I need to further distance myself from Elite, and that'll lead him on the storyline in some other direction. But if Pac loses, he just loses. And it seems like for his storyline implications, there's more going on if Paige takes the loss.
Copy everything he just said and paste that to my answer, because I also have Pac going over for the exact same reasons with two confidence points.
There you go. But I would not be shocked if Paige got the win there.
Yeah, but what you're saying is totally true. I actually should have more confidence on this, because I think that Paige is the one going through a crisis. I don't know about confidence, maybe identity.
Yes.
His place in the Elite, et cetera, et cetera. And so it makes all the sense in the world for him to lose this.
Yeah, but, totally.
Yeah.
Next, SCU.
SCU.
Taking on Lucha Brothers and also Private Party. Of course, they beat Dark Order on Dynamite this past Wednesday to earn a spot in this match.
Yeah.
A title shot as well. Nonetheless, SCU just won those titles. I don't see them lose them anytime soon. It bums me out, but I feel like Private Party's in this match to eat the pin, so Lucha Brothers don't have to.
Mm-hmm.
So SCU retains 6 confidence points. Probably going to hold those belts for a little while until... who's going to take the titles off them? XLAX.
XLAX, yeah.
Yeah, XLAX. They'll probably take the belts off them in February, where the next pay-per-view is.
Yeah. No, everything you just said, again, you can copy it over to mine. This match and two others I am supremely confident about. I thought that this could be... I mean, I could have given this 8 confidence points.
Yeah.
It's just one and two more. I actually gave this 6 confidence points.
Oh, did I mention that? I had 6 too.
Yeah, okay, cool. We're on the same page.
Both had 6.
Mm-hmm.
Next, women's title match. Challenger, Emi Sakura taking on Riho.
Mm-hmm.
I got all my confidence on this one.
Wow.
Riho shows her teacher who's best now.
Who's the master now?
Yeah, Riho successfully retains. I think this is going to be low-key one of the best matches of the night, because based on what we saw on Dynamite, between the two of them, was exceptional.
Yeah, this is going to be a killer match.
Mm-hmm.
I have almost all my confidence points. I got 7 confidence points on this match. There's only one match, and that's the main event. I have all my confidence points on.
Wow.
Riho is totally retaining.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, can be honest with you, that's kind of the thing about if somebody has a title, and everybody just won their titles. Everybody just won their titles.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's losing their titles.
Probably
Nobody's
not.
Losing their titles.
Probably not.
Nobody's
probably not. Titles. Probably not. I agree with you. Probably not. Next, XLAX, Santana and Ortiz taking on the Young Bucks. This is XLAX's first real match
mm-hmm.
in AEW. Of course, they had that one squash match a couple weeks back. Because of that, they need to establish them within AEW as a force.
Yeah.
They're going over the Young Bucks. It's going to be an awesome match. However, I got 7 confidence points. Santana Ortiz pick up the win. This feud is going to carry on for months.
I will say this about this match, though. I also have XLAX, but I only have 5 confidence points. This is sort of like the line of demarcation where I'm not supremely confident in it. Only because they have let XLAX do a lot in the short time they've been there. They've destroyed the Rock and Roll Express.
Mm-hmm.
They have run roughshod over pretty much anything they want to.
Mm-hmm.
I could potentially see the Young Bucks getting a win here and elevating the anger, the fury of XLAX even more, so they do even worse things down the line. That's a possibility I feel
or
as well.
Or XLAX could feel emboldened after a defeat of the Young Bucks to do even more messed up stuff.
That's true, which is why I do have XLAX winning with 5 confidence points.
Yes.
But I could see it kind of going either way.
Nah.
But I'm not as confident in that going either way than I am in any of these other matches. So that's sort of the top of my lack of confidence matches. Yeah, I only gave him 5 confidence points.
All right, still pretty confident. Next, oh, this match is going to be awesome. A lights out match between Kenny Omega and Jon Moxley.
Yep.
Go ahead.
You think this is going to main event? Meltzer seems to think this will, because lights out matches, the term lights out is supposed to like
indicate that,
signify that arena is going to be closed or something.
Yeah, I get that. But at the same time, depending on how they book the title match, like they can't have the title match go to a time limit draw and not have it close the show, you know?
This should not main event, but it's going to be a main event quality match.
Oh, heck yeah, man.
I am not confident at all, which is why I only gave it 1 confidence point. I do have Kenny Omega winning this match. It won't go, it's established that it's not going to go against anybody's record if they lose it, which plays into both these guys because they're both future champions. Mm-hmm. Like at some point, they're both going to be champs.
Yep.
And so in this case, I've got, I mean, Mox is on fire right now. He's a big, big name. Kenny Omega's an employee. Probably should be putting Mox over, but, which is why I only have 1 confidence point. I just feel like Kenny Omega is probably in a position at this point, like why would he, he keeps on losing matches, or he was going through a spell where he was losing matches.
And now he's winning matches.
Kind of feel like he's out of that now. He's going to win this match. I only have 1 confidence point, so I don't really care. Either way.
I mean, they could do the thing where Kenny's entering Mox's comfort zone, that being an unsanctioned match, with the expectation that Mox is going to win it because it is his comfort zone. However, Kenny kind of pulls the upset.
Yeah.
However, with Mox going on that tirade about you putting me in a box, he doesn't even want this to be an unsanctioned match.
Yeah, that's true.
I just feel like storyline-wise, if Mox were to win, he can win and then go to Tony Khan and is like, you try to do this to me, I still win. Now give me a match against Kenny that actually counts.
Yeah, yeah, could be either way.
You know, but whereas if Kenny were to win and like Mox goes to Khan and say, now give me a match with him that counts, and Tony can say, why? You lost the other one.
Yeah, you lost the hard
one. So if they want to keep the feud going, which I feel like they do, because I feel like there's probably lots more money left in this, Mox goes over. It's going to be off the charts good, though.
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
it's going to be like, oh god.
Yeah, it'd be all sorts of stuff. You're surprised that people aren't getting significantly and seriously hurt.
No kidding.
Finally, what probably should be the main event for the AEW World Championship, Le Champion,
Chris Jericho
taking on the challenger Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Cody's unfortunately going to lose this, taking him out of the title picture for foreseeable future, which I think is smart. His legacy does not rest on how many titles he wins while in AEW. His legacy in AEW is the success of AEW and whether it can develop into a true alternative WWE. Titles are going to be kind of immaterial to that legacy. So they could do a situation where if it goes to a time limit, it goes up to the judges. Judges give it 2-1 to Jericho. He doesn't need a loss or a pin or submission loss. So it can be a loss, but it's kind of like, well, it wasn't definitive.
Yeah.
2 years in the future, situation comes up where, as you mentioned, he puts his executive title on the line to earn a title shot, something else. They can find a way to rewrite it so he can get back to the title picture if need be. But for the time, it takes him out of the title picture entirely, so it doesn't seem like the guy who's running the company is putting the belt on himself.
I have all 8 confidence points on Cody Rhodes winning this match.
I have 5. I have 5.
Yeah. I am, all the confident in this. Everything you just said. I think that Cody has established that he is a master storyteller when it comes to wrestling, be it during a feud, a build, a match itself. This dude is all about the story, and he does not need a title to be on the line. In fact, I'm actually not surprised that he's just getting this out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's doing. He's just getting it out of the way and adding the stipulation that he can't fight for the main title ever again removes him from that, so that guys like Mox, Omega, Pac, even Hangman can then step up into that challenger role.
It's actually a really good storyline motivation just to keep him out of the title picture for a while.
It totally is.
Totally works.
Yeah, that's why it's just, this is kind of a formality in my book. I mean, I guess the real question is, do you think this is actually going to go 60 minutes and to the judges? I think your scenario of it going to the judges is actually a really, really smart one if they do want to play that card down the line. Well, he did need a pin. He didn't submit. At the same time, this is Cody Rhodes. He's the executive vice president of the company. Wouldn't it behoove the company for Jericho to get this clean win over him? A tap out or
a tap out win?
Or a pin?
It just depends on what they think storyline-wise would benefit the most now and in the future.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, Jericho is undefeated. I think he's gotten the pin at every match he's been in.
Mm-hmm.
I could be wrong about that, but they've already established him as a dominant force.
Yeah.
And that's not even taking into account the Inner Circle helping him.
Yeah.
So I think if he goes 60 minutes with Cody, gets the win, but based on judge's decision, I don't think it's going to harm Jericho's legitimacy as Le Champion, because in the end of the day, he's still Chris Jericho.
Do you want to see a 60-minute match between these two?
I don't know, but we've seen Cody the last few of his singles matches has been able to tell some pretty compelling stories.
I would give Cody the complete benefit of the doubt.
Yep.
Jericho, maybe not.
Depends on the pace.
Yeah, it does. It does.
And then we saw Cody and Dustin go maybe about 15, 20 minutes, and it was not a high-impact match.
Right.
But thanks to the story being told, when they finally got around to the impactful moves, they meant so much more. So if they can build the match like that and sustain that over the course of
20 minutes.
I know. Over the course of 60 minutes.
That's a big difference.
Then we'll see.
And Dustin is oddly more agile and athletic than Jericho is. Dustin can move around, mm-hmm. so it's kind of mm-hmm. crazy at his mm-hmm. age. There you go. Those are our predictions. Feel free to let us know what you guys think in the comments below
yep.
or on the Twitter at RealGoingInRaw. Let us know, and hopefully you'll join us tomorrow for our live reactions to Full Gear.
Yep, 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 Eastern, and that'd be midnight.
Midnight
in the United Kingdom.
All that stuff has changed now since we
changed. Time zones are so confusing.
Yeah, really. Anyways, thanks so much for watching. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.